Okay. Today is Daf Pei Hey. We're going to start on Pei Dal. I'm going to base four lines in the bottom. By Yemar Bar Cheshu. Yemar Bar Cheshu. So, the mice of Yemar Bar Cheshu. So, Yemar Bar Cheshu have a masik be Zuzi by Hu Gavro. Meza Bar Cheshu was a creditor to this individual. This guy owed him money. Shachiv. The guy died. Shavik Arba, and he left over, he had a boat. He had a boat that he left over, that was his property. So Amra Leilish Luchay, so Yemar Bar Cheshu says, okay, I want to collect on my chov, so I want to get the property before it actually falls to the hands of the Yisomim. So Amalei Lishluchei says to Ishliach, Zil Tafsi Nihalei, go grab the boat on my behalf, and I'll use the boat in order to pay off the debt that's owed to me. So Azza Al Tafsa, so the Shliach went ahead and he grabbed the boat. So Pagu Bay, so the Shliach bumped into Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Breder of Shua. So the Shliach bumped into these two Rabbanim, who also were creditors to the Niftar. They owed them money, and they wanted to get the boat. So Amrulay, they said to him, you can't grab the boat on behalf of Yemar Bar Cheshu, because that what you're doing is at Topes Lebalchov, B'makom Shechayev Le'achirim. You are grabbing on behalf of one Balchov.
In case there are others.
No, they are others. They are the others. At Tofes Lebalchov in Makom Shechav L'Acherim. There are other Balichov, meaning us, and you can't grab on behalf of somebody else to the detriment of other creditors. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said, Tofes Lebalchov in Makom Shechav L'Acherim Lo Kana. Tofes Lebalchov, and to the detriment of others, the individual himself can grab it, but somebody else can't grab it on behalf of you. To the detriment of some of others.
A third. Why not? Why? Can I make sure it shows?
Shliach don't come inside.
Oh, so yeah, the Shliach is a different case. That's a Machlokas Rashi. Tosos. What? Okay, so Tosos says, Kan Mashma, here it's Mashma, the Afal Gav the Aso Shliach. Even though he made him a shliach, he appointed him the Amrle Zil Tapsa, because he said to him, "Go and grab it on my behalf." Afilo Hachilo Kana, it doesn't work. You can't be Zochel. You cannot be Chav Lachayrim, right? Below Kimoshin Pirus Hakunches prepare a comment above the Mitzia the Dafka B'Shelo Aso Shliach Lo Kana. It seems from here that even if you made him a shliach, it doesn't work. It does, but Rashi says it does work if you make a shliach. So there are answers given for Rashi. Because I think the Tosfos Rosh says, yeah, they just said it to him to get him away, but that doesn't mean that they wanted to grab it. So they just said this word to him without him not knowing that he was a shliach. That's all tough to say. That's tough to say. There's a shach that says it makes a difference whether you pay him, or whether he's paid or not paid. The Shita Mekubetis brings down that this guy was sort of like. He was a worker for Yemar, but he wasn't appointed specifically for this. But it's a machlokas Rashi, and against most Rishonim as to whether or not this din of a tofes lebalchov and machlokas lechem applies if he's appointed as a shliach or not. Because you see, like you said, shlichu shel adam kamoso. While we're on it, we'll just do the next tosos over here. Rabbi Yochanan says hatofes lebalchov and machlokas lechem ain't okone. Tosos points out this can be a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. Vim tomar. The Arminim of Parakam of Metzia. We say in the first parak above Metzia, Rav Nachman, Rav Chizda, the Amri Tavayu, they both said, Hamikbiya Metzia lechaveru lo kana chaveru. If I pick up a Metzia in the street on behalf of my friend, clearly he's not a shliach. I'm just doing it on his behalf, just picking it up. He's not. They hold that he's not kona because my taima tavi tofes lebalchov and makom shechav lachirim. Somehow this applies to being a case of tofes lebalchov. Doing it to the detriment of somebody else. By me picking it up on behalf of you, I'm denying you the right to pick it up. So that's what the Gemara says in Bava Kama. But over there, the Im Kain, Rav Yochanan, the Amar Hassam, Hamagbiya Mitzia Lechaveh. Rav Yochanan says there you can pick up an object on behalf of your friend if it's a Mitzia. He says it's Kana, must mean that he says, Hatov is the Balchov Kana. Because there's a whole reason why you can't, it's because the Tos is the Balchov, Makam Shechav Lechayim Eino Kana. Rav Yochanan says you can do it, so he should hold that Hatov is the Balchov can be Tovis. And here he says he can't. The Tosfos is Mechaz between the two cases over there of a Metzia and the case over here of two creditors. He says, V'yesh lomar, the Shani Gavi Metzia, the Ika Lememar, Migul de Zach Linavshi, Zach Linami Lechavre, Moshe King Hacha. Over there, it's a Metzia. The thing is in Hefker. It belongs to nobody. So I pick it up on your behalf. So Yosef says, there that would work because since I could have picked it up for myself, I can pick it up for you. But here, where his creditor is, the guy doesn't owe me any money. So if I pick it up, I can't pick it up for myself. I can only pick it up for you. That case, Rabbi Yochanan would say, if it's the detriment of other creditors, then it wouldn't work. So we still, so right now we're at this point where this shliach, I'll put a lowercase shin, the shliach grabs the boat on behalf of Yemar. They convince him that he can't do it, and then they go ahead and they do it. So how they do it, each one on its own. Rav Papa was Mimlach Meluche, which he sort of, I think he means he used the oars, he was rowing the boat, and Rav Huna berated Rav Yeshua Mimatach Le'Ba'ashla, he pulled it with ropes. So the question is now, who is Konet? Now they're arguing, who is Konet? So Mar Amar Ano Kanina Lilakula, one said, I own the whole thing. Mar Amar Ano Kanina Lilakula, I own the whole thing, it's mine, I grabbed it. They convinced this guy not to get it, and now they're grabbing it for themselves. So Pagabahu Rav Pinchas Barami. So they bumped into Rav Pinchas Barami, and Amar Luhu, and he says to them, neither of you grabbed it, because it went straight to the Yarsim. It goes straight to the Yisum. And why? Because Rav Shmuel, even according to Rabbi Tarfon, who said yesterday, even according to Rabbi Tarfon, who says it doesn't go straight to the Yarsim, that someone can grab it, that's, right, Rav Shmuel Amri Tarvayu, Vuhu Shet Tziburin U'Menachem Meshus Arabim. That's if it's at a case, if it's in the Meshus Arabim. And since it wasn't in the Meshus Arabim, that's not a place where it belongs. But you guys, this wasn't the Meshus Arabim. How was the Meshus Arabim? You probably pulled it or grabbed it when it was in, like, when it was in port. So he says to them, Amrale, Anan Nami Michar Rifusa de Nahara Tavsin. No, it was in the middle of the river. And we grabbed it in the middle of the river. It wasn't the Rishus Aravim. So according to the retired form, it would count. So Asal Kaim de Rava. So they came for a Rava, because they're coming now to decide which one of them's Kenyan worked. So they came in front of Rava. Amrlehu, Rava says to them, Kake Chivare Umishalche Glimi de Inchi. You, like white geese who take off the clothing of people. So that's what literally it means. But he points to a Gemara in Brachos, and it's weird. It's interesting. Usually he just points to the Makor. Here he actually quotes the Makor. He says, Kina osam behein achach mason ve'al derech de'isa brachas nun zayin haroa avez b'chalom mitzap el chachman. So Marav Bracha says, if you see a white goose in a dream, you're going to be a chachamim. So he's saying, you guys, you white geese, you chachamim, but you're wrong, right? Because hachem Rav Nachman v'hu shetafsa michayim. The only way grabbing metalklin works, well, for the guy who grabbed metallic of the deceased works, is if you grabbed it when he was still alive. But the moment he dies, we pass like Rabbi Kiva. Right, we hold like Rabbi Kiva. The moment he dies, it's going to go to the Yarshim. So he's right, Tafsim Michayim, right? Rashi says, doesn't say. Right, it have to be Tafsim Michayim, because that's how we pass like Rabbi Kiva. Question is, why does he just say we hold like Rabbi Kiva? He has to say Tafsim Chaim. So therefore, neither of you grabbed it, because it went straight to the Arshim upon the guy's death. Okay. So we did those two Tosasim. Good. Avimi Biredi Rabbi Avohu. So Avimi, the son of Rabbi Avohu, Havu Maske Bezuzi Bechoza. Because he owed money to people who were in Bechoza. They were his creditors. So Shadirinhu biyad chama b'rei de Rabba bar Ava. So he sent the money to pay them back with chama b'rei de Rabba bar Ava. So Azil, so chama went uparinu and paid off the loan of Avimi. He paid it off to these creditors. So now he pays it off. Chama says, Amar lehu havu l'shtara. Okay, give me back the shtar so I can rip it up because we paid you back. So Amrale, he says to them, they say to him, no, Sitrayninhu, like the Sitra Achra, another, it's from the side, it's another, the other side, we have another loan. I said, right, Rashi says, Mitzad Achar Hayinoshim of Milva Apeh. He owes us twice. He owes us one Milva Bistar, and he owes us another Milva Apeh. Which you just paid us back, we're counting towards the Milva Apeh, but he still owes us the money from the, that's documented in the Star. What? Why did I swear? But he paid him. He gave him the money, and he says, okay, now we're mukhsak in the money, and this goes to the Milva Baal Peh. What does he have to swear?
On a regular loan, we have to get that money back.
But they have the money. They're on mukhsak now. They have the money.
He should ask them to see the document.
There is no document. There is no document. It's a Milva Baal Peh. It's an oral loan. There's two. There's
an, he said there were two of them. There was one.
It's Alper.
And but they asked him to give back the contract.
And they said no,
said,
because
I can't, because that's for the one Alper, but he still had a contract.
Okay, so they seize the contract. He still owes the money. But so they see the contract. He's not giving it back. He's not going to rip it up. They want to prove it. They still he still owes him the money.
So it was exactly the same amount.
Apparently so. So I'm related. It's right in who. So he says, "Us lekami Rabbi Yovo." So they came in front. So Avimi then comes to Rabbi Yovo and says, "Wait, what's going on here?" Rabbi Yovo is his father, right? Yeah. He comes to Rabbi Yovo. I'm related. So Yovo says to his father, "Islach sahadi diparatinu. Do you have witnesses that are there witnesses that your shliach paid them back? That saw your shliach paying back." So Amar Elay Lo. He says, "No, he just gave it to them straight there. There aren't any witnesses." So he says, "Amar Elay." So Rivao says to him, "That's it. You're up the creek, because Migo the Yecholin Lomar Lo Hayudvarim Meolam. They have a Migo. They could have claimed you never paid us back to begin with. So now, since they could have claimed you never paid me back to begin with, Yecholin Nami LeMeimar Sitrayinu. They're believed with their Taina that what you did pay them was only for the oral loan and not for the contracted loan, and you still would have to pay them what's left over in the shtar." Right, the Ron proves from here that if you owe two loans and you give him money, the Malva can determine, unless you specify, I guess, the Malva can determine which loan this is going to be paid for. So the Migo is that since they could have claimed, right, they could have just said you never paid us back, but they didn't say that. They
swear.
What?
We'll make him
switch,
right?
There's no oath.
He's
going
to Bezda if he wants to swear himself.
Who?
This Vivi.
What's he going to go swear for?
I paid them the money back.
So what is that? They agree they paid him back.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did. They said it was Sitrayin in him.
Yeah, they say you had two loans.
You gave us money.
Now he's going to swear I didn't have a loan?
Why is it up to them? They have a contract now.
Yeah, basically what they did was, the guy gave him money.
And they earmarked it towards the milk of Baal Peh.
Instead of giving him a receipt for the money, they was, okay, no problem.
They don't have to give him a receipt for the money. It was for the milk of Alpeh. There is no receipt.
Clearly he did not know that there's any sort of milk of
Alpeh. The shliach didn't know. Avimi did. The shliach paid them back.
It's not clear here if the guys who took the money, they're just swindlers, or is that okay? Exactly. In fact, there was a milk of Alpeh.
You don't know what this
is. Okay, but they had amigo. So
I understand.
No,
so the point with them is that either they were outsmart the guy, they were like crooks, but they got away because
right.
Illegal, okay. Or it was actually a milk of Alpeh.
So, but bottom, either way, the guy owes him money. There clearly is a star.
It clearly was money paid.
So he owes them, but the money was paid for, they're believed in their time that the money was paid for a milk of Alpeh. And now you're stuck with a star, and he has to pay back the star. Okay. So now the question is, what about the shliach? Does the shliach now owe? Does the shliach now owe him because he messed up? Right? He didn't pay with aid him. He didn't take the star first. So the English shlumei shliach mai. What's the dim for the shliach to pay? So Amar Ravashi. Ravashi says chazinan. We have to see. You have to pay attention. E Amar Lei. If the Mishaleach said shkol shtar v'havei zuzei, get my star and then pay them back, then Mishalim, then he would have to pay because he didn't do what he was supposed to do. He was supposed to get the star first and then pay back. But if he just says hav zuzei shkol shtara, first give them the money then take the star, well, he did that. He first gave the money and now he's trying to take the star. He got caught because he didn't know about the oral loan. So lo Mishalim. But Velohi, the Gemara says that Rav Ashi is wrong, because Benkachu, Benkach Mishalim. Both ways, the Shliach hasn't had to pay here. Why? The Amrelei, because the Mishaleach said to him, Lisakuni Shadartich Velo Avuse. I sent you for my benefit, not to harm me. You gotta use your brain. When you're going to pay back the loan, don't just pay them back, you know, just because you're a Shliach, you're not a monkey. You have an independent thought. You gotta go do something. Pay them back in front of Adim. Say, give me the little star first. Let's put the star on the table. I'll give you the money. Don't just stop just giving the money willy nilly and not. You have to use your brain and figure out what you're supposed to do.
He's getting paid at least.
And then he's a poel. Might be different.
So he's doing the guy a favor and he has to pay.
Yeah, it happens. Sometimes you're a borrower. Sometimes you watch your shomer chinam and you have to pay if you mess up.
Yeah, but, this guy's like a complete,
but he's an idiot. How did he do it? He didn't do many favors.
He didn't say these guys are shady characters. Get them paid.
But when you're a guy and you know the rules and you're supposed to get the loan back, do it the way you're supposed to.
How do you know?
Anytime you pay back a loan, do it in front of witnesses. Just do it in front of witnesses. Are you doing it in the privacy of your own home? With no one to see it?
Is that what you do every time you pay back a loan?
What?
Yeah,
every time you pay, I don't really borrow that much money, but.
You did.
If I'm a shliach, maybe I would. And if he's sending me to get back a document, most people don't pay back credit without seeing the document beforehand. You don't do that. Okay. Hahu itasa the having mafkud gaba milogu the shdari. So there was this woman who was sort of like. She was like the shomeres. She had in her possession, on behalf of a mafkid, a bundle of shtaros. And this guy was owed money. He had these shtaros. He didn't want to watch them. So he gave them to this woman, and she's watching them on his behalf. Turns out that he actually owes her money as well. So he dies, and Asu Yorshim Katavili Minot. The Yorshim comes and gives us the shtaros so we can go use them to collect the loans. Amra Luhu, the woman says to them, no, I'm not giving it back to you, because I was tofis these, mechayim tafsinu luhu. He owes me money, so I was tofis all these shtaros, as I guess collateral, on behalf of, so he would pay me back. And I grabbed it when he was still alive. I had it when he was still alive. Therefore, even according to Rabbi Akiva, it doesn't go to you, it comes to me first, because I grabbed it.
So, that's probably why he gave him the shtaros.
No, it says he gave it to the mafka to watch it.
No, but maybe that's why he chose her, because he probably said to her.
Maybe, could be. But Amr Lahu, Mechayet have seen Lahu. So Asla Kaimid Rav Nachman. So they came according to Rav Nachman. But she admits, and I think over here, she admits that originally she was holding them on his behalf as a mafkid. And now she's saying, I grabbed them on behalf of my loan. So Asla Kaimid Rav Nachman, Isleich Sahade de Tavuha Minayach Mechayim, Vlo Yahavis Ni Ilahele. Do you have witnesses that he claimed to get them back from you during his lifetime, and you said, no, I'm holding them now on behalf of my, it's collateral for my loan. Means you have witnesses that you grabbed the Michayim for the purposes of your loan. We all know that you were a mafkid for him. Do we have any aid in that you switched during his lifetime to be someone who grabs it? So I'm really low. He says, no, I don't have witnesses on that. So he says, Im Kane, if that's the case, that you're up, you don't have it. Im Kane, had a tfisla achar misa, or tfisla achar misa lo klum. I'm going to consider this tfisla achar misa, because at no point during the time when you were holding it, does anyone really know that you were now grabbing it for your collateral for your loan? Everyone knew, and you admitted to begin with, that you were holding it as a mafkid. So there's no tfisla mechayim unless there were witnesses. There's no tfisla mechayim, that means it's not in Rishus Harabim, it's in a makom that this stuff could be, and it goes directly, and it doesn't matter, Rishus Harabim, that's where we tar from. It's not tfisla mechayim, and therefore it goes straight to the Yorshim. Rashi says, Havi tfisla le'achar misa, shekol zman shehayachai, hayu pikadom biyadech, v'harehem kemunachem b'rishusei. It's in your hand, it's as if it's in his possession, because you're his shomer. Right, v'chi amir tefisa mechayim, and when he tefisa mechayim, he goes sharo karov lamos. It must be a case where she saw him dying. V'tafas metaltalim l'shem chovo v'lo ha'pikom b'chiyado, and then he would grab some metaltalim, and that would be tefisa. Or in this case, it would have been where the guy would have come to get it back, and she says, "No, I'm holding on to it." Okay, next case. This case is very interesting. Ahi itasa the ichayle shvua beidina derava. There was a guy, there was a woman who was obligated to make a shvua in the Beis Din of Rava. Whatever, she was called for Mammon, she was obligated to make a shvua. Rashi says, Shahaya Adam Tova Mammon Vehiko Ferris. So Rava's about to have her take the shvua. So takes the shvua, and then she takes, and then she, and she's parted from the Mammon. So Amro Lei Basra of Chizda. So the daughter of Chizda, who's the daughter of Chizda? The daughter of Chizda is Rava's wife. So Amra Lei Basra of Chizda, Yadana ba de chashuda ashvua. Wait a second. I know that this woman is she's not so trustworthy when it comes to her oaths. She swears up and down all day, right? You can't trust her. Yadana ba de chashuda ashvua. So what do you do when one litigant is not trusted on the shvua? So we have a concept called heipach shvua. You flip the shvua around. So usually a shvua is nishba v'niftar. Person takes a shvua and they're potter. Here you flip the shvua onto the those who are who are demanding payment, let them swear in the nishma of an otel. They'll swear and they'll take the money. So that's what he does. So apcha rava l'shvu achanegda. Rashi says hatovei osa yishma v'yitol kitznan the elam yishma v'notlim shekanegdo chashal shvua. So they take the shvua. Right. So that's the case that happened. So Zimnin, sometime later, Havu Yosef Kamei is sitting in front of Rava, where it was Rav Papa v'Rav Adam Bar Masna. They're sitting in front of Rava. Aisu ahu shtar gabei. So the shtar comes in front of them, the shtar chov. And Amalei Rav Papa says to Rava, Yadana bei the shtar priyahu. I recognize the shtar. I know that the shtar was paid. There's nothing going over here. I know the shtar was paid. So Amalei, so Rava goes to Rav Papa. Okay, that's great. You're one guy. Ike inish achrina bahadi damar. Do you have another witness who knows that the shtar was paid? So Amalei, no, I don't. So Amalei, okay, even though you're a good guy, afal gav the ika damar, even though you are, you're a papa, but the eid echel avtumhu. You're just an eid echel. You're an eid echel, and you can't pay. Therefore what? Therefore you don't count, and therefore the malva. Therefore what? You're an eid echel. So what happens?
So you're back to square one.
I guess you're back to square one. And he has to make the pay, and there's nobody here. There's no evidence that the shtar was paid.
What is that case before doing here? The one with the woman who they.
Well, because that's going through. Now we're continuing. So Amr Le Rav Ada Bar Masna. What? Yeah, that's why I'm going here. So the makes an eid echad. So doesn't that create a shavua? There's an eid echad. So why does he say the eid echad laf klumhu? That's not true.
It's not true. Yeah, he's not in. He's not in the what's called.
In the process.
He's a
side
witness.
So what? But he's an
Eid Echad
who says...
No, Eid Echad's only in the Serum, not in what's called.
Right, but the Eid Echad does something because it forces a Shvua, doesn't it?
With an oath, with a Shvua. Yes, so he gets the money with
a Shvua. Okay. So why does he say Lav Klumhu? It's not Lav Klum.
It's not Lav Klum. He's got to make a Shvua.
He does do something. He makes a Shvua.
And then he necessitates a Shvua. Right.
What?
It necessitates a Shvua.
Correct. I'm just saying the Lashon of Lav Klumhu is a little misleading. Lav Klum means you accomplished nothing.
Exactly.
You did accomplish something. You accomplished the fact that you have forced the Shvua.
No, exactly. The Shvua would be there without him anyway.
No, there wouldn't be.
Somebody comes over and says,
I paid you back. I'm cold for Pekol. Why do I have to swear? Both of the mixers have to swear. I'm cold for Pekol. Why do I have to swear?
The case is that they didn't trust
her. Their Shvua was already obligated to Shvua. They didn't trust her, so they flipped it. Here, who says there's a Shvua here?
Why is she obligated
to Shvua?
Says because
she's
the
Shvua. Whatever she was for the portion that was obligated her to her Shvua. Hold on, I don't know.
You
don't have to call for a call. Does that have to pay for Shvua?
She's kind of sure because she said she paid it back. She already paid it.
No, she was kofer.
Yeah, she's kofer that she owes it.
Yeah, but it.
She paid it back already.
Right, but if you deny the whole thing.
So you say, but you don't believe her because she's suspect.
No, if you deny
she's saying you flip it.
He's saying if you deny the whole loan, you don't have to make a shvua.
And is she saying she denied the whole loan? Is she saying that she denied that she owes it?
But isn't the rule that if you deny completely that you owe a loan, that you don't have to take a shvua? It's only Modim Mixas has to take a shvua?
Yes,
yeah.
Okay, so there must be, if she was obligated to shvua, there must have been a reason that she was obligated to shvua. So maybe it's the same case over here. That's the case. All I'm saying is that the Lashon of Lav Klumhu, to me, is a little misleading.
According to this, Papa was a relationship to this witness. And if that's so, I'm just reading.
Then
he's already a postulated.
Yeah, exactly. So
okay, so that he's bothered by the question, obviously, and he's giving you an answer. Okay. So Amr Le Rav Adam Bar Masna Le Rava.
This place you said it, brother.
Okay, it could be. That's because that means they're bothered by the question.
Right.
Okay. So Radha says to him, wait a second, why aren't you believing me? Why is Rav Papa any worse than your wife? You believed your wife a couple years ago and did the Hapak Shua, so why don't you believe Rav Papa, even if he's your relative? Your wife's your relative. Your wife is even more postulated. She's a woman. She's not. You believe her. You're not going to believe him. So Rav gives a wild answer. Goes, Basrav Chizda, Kimle Begava. I know her. Marlo Kimli Begavei, but you I don't know as well. What does that mean?
Wow.
What does that mean? Kimli Begava, right?
Well, he's saying this to who? To
he's saying this to Rav Papa.
He's saying it about Rav Papa. He's saying it to Rav Ada about Rav Papa. That my wife is Kimle Gava and you are not Kimle Gava. Meaning,
I believe.
Meaning, I think it means over here is that a judge has to take all things into consideration. It's not just straight rules. You have to take into thing. If you know that something's going on, you know. Again, so what's the point of two witnesses? I guess two witnesses are only if the judge doesn't know.
Although in Lashon Hara, Kim and Betray, he would be...
Why is this Lashon Hara?
I said, no, in case of Lashon Hara would work, Rav Papa is considered as valid as two witnesses, no matter what anybody says.
Why?
That's the way... Because he is. He's got a lot of dough. What are you talking about?
He's not the governor. Robert's the governor.
I understand that, but he's pretty up there.
He's not believed. It's interesting. Kim Levi Gavrei. Okay, so Amar Rav Papa, okay, now that you have this concept of Kim Levi Gavrei, Hashad Amar Mar Kim Levi Gavrei Milsohi, the idea that if the judge knows something of his own and trusts somebody, hold that counts. Kigon Abba Mari Bri, the Kim Levi Gavrei, Karana Shtarafume. So Abba Mari Bri, whatever this guy is, I recognize him, that he's never a liar. If he tells me the star was paid off, I'll rip up the star, and I won't collect on it. I'll rip up the star. So the Gemara asks, Karana Sakadaitach? You're gonna rip up the star? How do you rip up the star? Ella Marana Shtarapume. I'm going to decrease or diminish the power of the star. I'm not going to rip it up. I'm just going to decrease the power of the star. It requires some sort of other proof. So the Gemara says, actually, they have this concept of Kimle Begave. It's interesting. Yeah, you can use, you see here, when it comes to adjudication, the judge has some discretion as who he's going to believe, who he's not going to believe, and who he believes more, who he believes less. So there was this woman who was obligated to make a shrua in the Beis Din of Baby Bar Abaye. So Amro Lehu Hahu Baldin. So she had to make the shvua to Reuven. So Reuven says to her, "You know what? I don't want you to swear here. I don't want you to swear here. I still think you're lying, and you're only swearing here because we don't know anybody in this city. We're from a different city. Let's go back to our city or to your city and swear to me there." So Efshar de Michsafo Modia. There she's going to be swearing in front of people that she knows. Maybe she'll be embarrassed and she'll admit that she really owes me the money. So Amra Luhu, so this woman says to the Dayanin, Kisvu, fine, but Kisvu Lizach Vasa, write for me the star, which when a person swears, so the basin is supposed to write the star, that this so-and-so swore about such, and therefore she, you know, he's putter. So, but she says, write for me that star, and then when I do swear in the other city, I will then sign it in. I'll pre-write the star without it being signed. And I'll take you to the other basin, I'll swear, and I'll sign it. Meaning, I don't want to have to go through the process over there. Just give me the document here, and then we'll have the basin over there sign it. So Amru Lehu Rabbi Barabaya. Rabbi Barabaya said, okay, fine, kiss, no problem. Write the star up here. Don't sign it. She'll go to the other basin. When she swears there, then they'll just sign this. They'll sign this. So Amru Rapapi. So Rapapi says to Rabbi, Mishum Dasisu Mimule Yamisu Milu Mugarsa, because you are short. You're going to say short things, meaning you're from Beis Eli. Maybe you live short lives. He's in the house of Abaye, Abaye is from Eli. So because you come from the house of Eli, so ha a Rava, didn't Rava say, Hai Ashrata the Dayani, the Mithafa Kane, the Nachu Sahade, Achtimos Yudayu Psula. Don't we know that a Star Kiyum, Star of Beis Din, that they write the three Dayanim, they write, you know, the Ashrata, they write the Henpeh, whatever it is, that the receipt that's pre-written before the Staros, so the Edom are there. Before they signed it before the witnesses came and signed on and testified about their signatures. It's puzzle. Alma, why? It's because Mechsek Hashikra. It looks like it's a false document because you're writing it so far in advance. Hachinai Mechsek Hashikra. So to here, it looks like a false document. The Gemara says, "Well, lesser. That's not true. That's wrong." Midrav of Nachman, because Nachman says otherwise. The Amar of Nachman, Omer Hayir of Meir, Afilu Mitzau Ba'ashva. There he's talking about a get. Even if you find a pre-written get in the garbage, oh, it says, oh, that's my name, that's my wife's name, that's our city, all right? And he picks it out in the garbage and has witnesses sign it and then gives it to her, that's considered kosher. So you can pre-write it. And the Gemara says, Vafilu Rabbanan, and even the Rabbanan will argue in that case about the get, Lo pliga leder of Meir ella begite nashim. They only argue because when it comes to a get for a woman, when it comes to a divorce decree, because exactly that's be l'shma, the beinak tziva l'shma. Aval b'shtar staros, but any other star, I walk into the street, and I don't know if we walk in the street. I have a document that the lawyer has presented before it's that's not signed, and it's got my name and it's got your name, and we don't do that. And somebody else comes in with the same name. We'll use the document. No problem. We'll save ourselves some legal fees. We'll use the document. That's fine. You don't need l'shma in that case, right? Aval b'shar shtaros, modile. Even the odds are 0 or 1%. But it happened. So that's what it is. Who cares what the odds are? It happens. The rule is that if it does happen, that's legit.
See, now that we have used last name.
What?
You're finally
all right, so then they didn't use that. You know how many Michael Frotters there are? I know at least 6 Michael Frotters.
Right.
And they all live in New York.
And your litigant also is
right. Okay, so it's I gave you 50% of it. So you can find it. All right? So, Abba Bishar Staros Module. The Amr of Asi, Amr of Yochanan, Shtar Shalavavo Uparo, but because Rav Asi's name of Yochanan, a Shtar Chov, that you have a Shtar that were used and you paid back, Eino Chozer Vilovebo. You cannot use it a second time. Right? It Shtar says that Michael owed Yossi money, I paid it back, and I borrow money from him again. We can't use the same Shtar. Why? Shekvar Nimchal Shibudo. We're worried about the Shibudim. We're worried about the liens, because it may be messed up by the dates. Because the second loan is going to have the liens going to be later. Right? But time of the reason why is the Nimchal Shibudo. Because we're worried about the Shibud. Aval Lemechse Kishikra Lo Chashinim. But the fact that it looks like we're lying, that we're using a Shtar that was for something else, that we're not concerned about. So here too, so she can write the Shtar up, go to the other basin, take the Shvuah, and then be done. And then the basin will sign over there. Next case. Yeah, the next is weird. I think. No, next case. Okay. Hahu Gavra. The Afkir Shav, like three cases now in a row, they're like exactly the same. Ahu Gavra, the Afkir Shav Mar Ginisa, the Tsarye Besidina, Be Rav Masha Bar Braid Rav Yeshua Ben Levi. So was this guy who was Mafkir, he didn't lend, he gave to Rabbi Maisha seven diamonds that are wrapped up in some pearls that are wrapped up in a handkerchief. Okay? And he gave it to him. He doesn't say anything. He gives it to them. And suddenly, Shachir Rav Meisha v'lo pocket. Rav Meisha died suddenly, and he never explained to anybody who stuff this was. The mafkid was still silly. He should have written something up. He should have had some sort of proof that he just has this him watching it for him. But he did over here. The watcher dies, and he doesn't say anything. So. Also, the Kami, the Rabbi Yavi. So the Mafka comes before the Rabbi Yami. He wants to get his pearls back. And we'll see further on that he even gives Simonim. He even gave Simonim. He said how many they were, he said where they were, why they were in this kerchief. So Amar Lehu, so Rabbi Yavi says to the Yisomim, you have to somehow prove that these don't belong to him. Number one, Chada, the Adanabe Rav Masha Breda of Yeshua ben Levi, Delo Amid. We all know that your father wasn't a rich guy. I don't know how much proof that is. Maybe it wasn't a rich guy he's showing, but he has a huge account.
Right.
The old, and even more so...
MD Anderson.
Right? Sorry?
MD Anderson, the famous cancer hospital.
Right.
Millions of dollars under his bed, the guy was...
Right. The old, Hakayav Simana. The guy also gives Simanim, that it belongs to him. So you got to prove that it doesn't belong to you. Velo Amaron, but we only said this rule, that the Mafkid can bring out the pearls with the Simanim, Ella the low rogil the Isle of Anafik Lassam. He's not a regular visitor. Because Aval Rogil the Isle of Anafik Lassam, if he was a regular visitor, he goes in and out, Ema Inishachrina Ifkidiu Machsikhasa. Maybe somebody else was, you know, deposited there. And he's always there, so he knows. Okay, so we get to Bihosha. Next case, same case basically. Hahu Gavra the Afgid Kasa de Chasma Bechasa. He deposited a silver cup in the hands of Chasa. Shachim Chasa v'lopakish, Chasa died suddenly, didn't explain who this belongs to. Asa l'kaim to Rav Nachman, it came for Rav Nachman. Amr Lahu, when he says to Rav Nachman, says to Yisomim, Yadari b'di b'chasa lo amin. I know Chasa is not a wealthy guy. I know he's not a wealthy guy. That's number one. But oh, haka yav simanim. This guy gave simanim. Below amaron el rogel ayel v'nafik lahasam. Al rogel ayel v'nafik lahasam. Eim nesachrini afkiluhu v'ihu mechsechaza. All makes sense. Same thing. Only if he's not regular. Tosos points out. Tap Tosos. He says chad liyadan be Rav Meisha delo amid. Tosos points out. Va'afal gav the ilu have Rav Meisha kayam. Even if Rav Meisha was kayam, if that's the first case. Even Rav Meisha was alive. Let's say Rav Meisha was alive, and he claims these are my pearls, and we know that he's not a pretty wealthy guy. V'havetayin shalihu, but he would have claimed they're mine. We would have believed him. Havi mehemon afagad lo amim. even though he's not rich, we would have believed him. If he made the claim himself, we would believe him. Right? The Amor Mitzias Ashkach Omatana not Nulo. Maybe he found it or got it as a present. Mikol Makom Lo Tanina Liyasme. Even though the rule is that whatever claim the father could have made were Tanina Liyasomim, in this case we wouldn't make that claim on behalf of the Yasomim, because Delo Shriach he, Kihechi Delo Tanina Lahu Nensu, Besov Parakamokhar Bais. A claim that's not Shriach. I have to figure out what it means in not shriach. I guess this is not shriach. Something that's not shriach, that you're going to just find seven diamonds in the street, or someone's just going to stop give you seven diamonds, a claim that's not shriach, yeah, he's believed himself to make the claim, but we're not going to make the claim on behalf of the Yisomim. Let's just, Tosas points that out.
How do you use that claim? Like I said before, how do you know what, you don't know his finances, maybe, I don't know, that's, very modest.
So I think maybe why, well, oh, maybe that's why it's combined with the simon.
He gave some money.
Combined with this, so are either of these, that's the question, are either of these good on their own, or do you need both of them together? I don't know. I don't understand the first claim. The plenty of people you know stories of who they're miserly, they don't have stuff, and they put it away.
The mattress is full.
They had the old thing open, the guy passed away, you find 10,000 shares of Coke that split because he bought it in 1921, and then so you heard stories like that. Okay, next, the third case. Hahu de'afkid mitachza be'rav dimi achud rav safra. And these are like some linen clothing?
Silk clothing.
Okay, that's better, right? Mitachza. Levush meshi. Okay. Sindel belaz, whatever that is. Okay. So, sachar rav dimi v'lopakid, asal kaim d'ariyava, amr lehu, chad dalidan be'rav dimi d'lomit. I know he's not wealthy. Voda kayov simon, the guy gave simonim. V'lo amaran el delo rogi v'ayel v'nafik lahasam. Ala rogi v'ayel v'nafik lahasam. Eme nishachrina akiv v'ihu mechsi chazad. Third case, same case. Don't know why. Is it three cases? Maybe you would have had half me to say it only applies to clothing, or only applies to a cup, or only applies to pearls. Maybe what the Havid would be there wouldn't apply to other. I don't know why you have the
and
same case.
Have a
yeah.
How do you determine? What's the algorithm? When do you have a tricha?
Is it not?
Like, just,
no, these are
three because. Sometimes you have that. Like, what's the?
He brings over here the Rush wrote that the Gemara brings all three cases to teach us that everyone agrees. There's no. There are plenty of things everyone agrees to that they don't bring three times. It's a question. Why is it
not that many things everybody agrees to?
Why is it brought down three times? I always say that this was the discussion on the Beis Medrash, and they said, "Oh yeah, that's true because I saw this." And in this case, it also happens. The editors wrote it all down. Okay.
What's the upshot of those things? It depends if the guy is rugged or not.
Yeah.
If the guy is not rugged.
If the guy is not rugged, then this would. If the guy
is poor, all those cases.
Yeah. I don't know. That's my question was. Do you need both, or only one of these is sufficient?
You need both, it seems like.
I don't know.
Basically, you have strong reasons to believe that.
It could be that it's being brought here, because we just said before about Amid, about the judge making a determination. So here the judge is making cheshbonos. These are the cheshbonos the judge has made in order to award the money back to the mafkid.
Right, but if the guy is a comfortable guy, then you can't.
Then maybe that wouldn't have gone into consideration of the judge. Maybe we'd have to look at other things to determine.
So even with the simanim, it wouldn't be enough.
That's my question. I don't know. What type of simanim are they?
They agree, they don't know
what
the outcome is.
Ahu de amar lehu nechasai. Guy says, about to die, he says in his will, or he says it out loud, all my nechasim belong to Tuvia. Shkoyach. A lot of Tuvias in the city. Who gets it? So Shachiv, and he dies. So a guy named Tuvia shows up. Vasa Tuvia. Tuvia comes up and says, okay.
It's mine.
So Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan says, it's yours. Hare ba Tuvia. Tuvia came. Tuvia came before us. Even though a lot of people that named Tuvia, nevertheless, kolom zoche. We're going to give it to the first guy. We don't have to be choshesh that it was for somebody else, because we don't even know who it is. This guy came. This is him.
There's no Shapiros back then. It's just the first names, right?
Basically. So now the Gemara is going to bring. Okay, so the Gemara says, okay, fine. Amr l'Tuvia. So he says, I'm giving my nechasim to Tuvia. V'asar Rav Tuvia. A guy named Rabbi Tuvia shows up. So the Gemara says, nah, it doesn't belong to Rav Tuvia. L'Tuvia Amar. He says to Tuvia, L'Rav Tuvia lo Amar. Not to Rav Tuvia. V'inish de Gasbe, high gaspe. But if it's his buddy, if this Rav Tuvia is also his friend, or you know, and so he was known to call him Tuvia, then he would count as well, because he calls him Tuvia. You may call him Rabbi, but he was his high school classmate and everything like that. He doesn't call him Rabbi. He calls him Tuvia. He calls him Joe. And it happens.
You know, you can call me Joe. You know somebody.
You
don't call him Rabbi.
Right.
You feel funny.
They have plenty of people like that in the neighborhood. Then so in front of their Talmud, then you call them Rabbi to their face. You know, you're not necessarily going to call them. Okay. Now, Asu Shnei Tuvia. Let's say two Tuvias come. The same time, I guess. One's a Shachin, one's his buddy, and one's a Talmud Chacham. So who gets it? Talmud Chacham, of course, gets it first. Talmud Chacham Kodem. But let's say it's a Karov, there are two Tuvios, one's a relative, and one's a Talmud Chacham. Again, the Talmud Chacham gets it first. Talmud Chacham goes first.
That's convenient.
So?
That sounds very
one-sided. Who's writing the Gemara? The Talmud Chacham? So, Ibayiluhu. That's what everyone's thinking. But no one's so you might ask, okay, what about a Shachin and a Karov? You just both said a Talmud Chacham trumps the Shachin and a Karov. What about Shachin and Karov? Neither Talmud Chacham. So Tashma from a Pasuk in Mishlei, Tov Shachin Karov Yachrochel. Better a close neighbor than a distant brother. The neighbor comes first. Shneim Krovim. Let's say they're both Krovim. They're both Krovim.
The first cousin and the second cousin?
Yeah, I don't know. It's a nephew and it's a third cousin twice removed.
Yeah.
Shneim Krovim or Shneim Shcheinim, or both of them are neighbors. They had to be next door neighbors. What's down the block? Was it same Mavoi, same Klutzer? What's a neighbor? Shneim Chachamim, or both of them are Talmid Chachamim. Who gets it? Shudah D'Daini? We do Shudah D'Daini. What is Shudah D'Daini? That is a Machlokas Rashi Tosos throughout Shas. Shudah D'Daini, Rashi says, Hatalas Hadayonim. It's up to the dayanim. Lefi ma sheyiru dayanim shehayu darko shomeis likar v'zeh yoser v'zeh. They have to do a cheshbon. They have to look into it and they have to figure out who they would think that this guy would want to give it to. Omisha b'shneiim tov v'noig v'derech yishar v'sheish lomar niskavin amis l'skos. Or who is better towards him? You have to do a cheshbon. The judges have to think about it and do a cheshbon. That's what Rashi says. Tosso says shudah dayani. He says lo kimosha kifisha perish akuntras. In other words, Rashi says they have to try to get into the mind of the mace to figure it out. Tosa says not, they can do whatever they want. Whatever they want. Ella Omer Bina Tom, Shaddai Yitin Lemisha Yirtza, whoever he wants to. And he brings Raya. So then Tosa was asked, well, wait a second. He can give whoever he wants, pay him off. Whoever paid the judges more, that's who he wants to give it to. So Tosa says at the end, he says, "Im Tomer, Im Kain, Yitain Hadayin Lemisha Yitain Yolo Yoser Schar." Vishlomar says, "No, the Chol Dayin, the Mekabel Agra Lav Dainahu. If he accepts Schar, he's not considered Dayin anymore." But does that mean going forward? So say, "Okay, you pay me enough, I'll retire and I'll give it to you, and then I won't be a judge anymore." I don't know. I guess he's saying that he's not. If he's going to get paid, then he's going to get paid off by somebody. He's out. He's not a Dayin.
That's a strange tussle.
Why?
That last line very strange.
Right, I'm not considered a dying.
You pay off the dying?
If you pay off the judge,
and the judge saying that
he's not a judge. He's not a judge anymore. He's out. Okay.
What does that mean?
Make
it worthwhile. Why not?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Whoever feels like giving.
Yeah, he brings riots. Whoever feels like giving, it's up to the judge. So it's like surrogate court. Wherever the judge decides, he gives it. Right?
Based on what?
Okay.
Well,
yeah, that's what Tosu says. Yeah, he decides who he wants to. Okay, we'll stop here.